And all these things weigh on your emotions in a sales presentation, and you may not realize it. And, you know, just you have to remember, the more emotional that you get in a sales presentation in a bad way, in a negative way, is going to lead you to losing a deal. The more emotional that you get in a sales presentation because you're frustrated, angry, you have some anxiety, causes you a whole bunch of problems. And it's one of the things in sales that's hardly ever talked about.
Every single message you deliver is really a sales call. Either you are selling or being sold. Salespeople love to brag about their skills. And the truth is, your success in closing sales depends on your skills, your abilities, and finding the right training. And the great news is, you have come to the right place here at the How to Sell Show with your hosts, Dale Bell and Scott Silvenbell. And be sure to join the party at howtosell.live and download your copy of The 10 Common Mistakes Salespeople Make.
Aloha from the North Shore of Oahu. I'm coming to you live from Haleiwa Ali'i Beach Park. Today, I'm in the wild, which means that I'm sitting on the beach. I'm 20 feet from the water. A little bit breezy today. This is the beach where the giant sea turtles are, so you might hear some tourists walking around in the background. And what I wanted to talk to you today is about emotions and sales. And I was recently asked a really good question in an interview, and somebody said, Scott, what's a good piece of advice you typically don't find in a book or a magazine or live training when it comes to dealing with sales that makes you better? And I would say that this lesson or this idea or this concept is it, that sales is all about controlling your emotions. You know, they say that people buy on emotions and justify with logic. And I'm going to say that salespeople sell on emotions and justify with logic. And sometimes that sell isn't only to the buyer. Sometimes that sell is to themselves. So it's not you against everybody else in sales. It's you against you first. And sales is a 100% mental game. And I can't think of very many books. There's a few of them out there, but there's not very many that talk about how your emotions affect your closing process and how your emotions can either help you or hurt you. And, you know, the presentation that you're in with the buyer is an orchestrated dance. It's orchestrated in your mind and it's orchestrated in their mind, but it's not orchestrated together. And so sometimes that builds some conflict. Sometimes that builds some problems that you may not be thinking of. And you have your agenda in the sales call. The buyer's got their agenda. And the thing to remember about is, if you get angry in a deal or upset in a deal, you lose. So the way that I look at it is, whoever gets emotional first in a deal is the person who loses. And I don't mean that in a negative way for the buyer, but they're going to make a purchase if you're able to make them emotional for the most part. You're going to lose a deal if you get emotional for the most part. And money is emotional. Money is all wrapped up in time, energy, and effort. And every time that I've ridden with a salesperson and they've got caught up in the money before the deal was done, they lost. You know, they might start calculating in their head, how much money are they going to make? They might start calculating in their head, they're going to be able to pay this bill. They might start calculating in their head that they're going to beat another salesperson for a record. And, you know, being able to focus is one thing, but also controlling your emotions is another. And there's a lot of things that buyers can do in your presentation or around your presentation that can just make you flat out angry. And it can be a whole range of things. I could probably come up with 20 different pages of content for you about what buyers do to make you angry in a call. I'm going to give you some high level ones. If you want to add in some of your own, that's fine too. But, you know, just generally being rude. There's been times where I've been in a presentation and a buyer walks away. They answer their phone call. They show up late. I mean, those are high level, absolutely rude things. And it is very easy to get angry at you know, somebody who does that stuff to you. In your industry, there might be people who idea shop. And if you don't know what that is let's say you sell a product or service and it takes somebody to put that together. They're after your design. They're after your blueprint. They're after what you would do, knowing that they never plan on doing business with you, knowing that their idea is to take it to somebody and get it done for less. And that's a version of price shopping. There are some people out there that are just unreasonable. 3% of the population on this planet is meant to cause you harm when it comes to doing business. And some people you should never do business with. They lie to you. You're a salesperson, and in their mind, you're scum of the earth, and they don't have to tell you the truth, and they don't have to keep their commitments. You know, they cancel, they complain. you know, there are legitimate problems that you have with your organization, that you have with your company, that you have with your product. And if you're not willing to admit that there are problems, that's part of a problem in itself. And here's the thing, is this takes time to calibrate. Being a brand new salesperson, this isn't something that you get right off the bat. This isn't something that is an immediately learned thing that you can do. It takes time. It takes energy. It takes effort. And every time that I see somebody try to speed up this process is where they end up losing. Every time that I see somebody struggling with this shouldn't be happening like this, why is this happening to me, and they get caught up in it, they get emotional, and they end up going into a sales slump. You really have to pay attention to your vocal pitch and tone and how irritated you are. And this is one of the places that sales role play falls apart. Most sales role play is not annoying enough. Most sales role play is not difficult enough. Most sales role play is not surprising enough, you know, to take something and go, oh, I see what's going on. I'm going to have to make this change. I'm going to have to make this modification. You know, here's something that happens real time. And one of the things when I was running a sales team, and even when I'm training and coaching sales teams, I will do everything possible to be one of the most difficult buyers because I want to see what that salesperson's going to do in a perfect environment. If they freak out in a classroom or they freak out in a training, oh my goodness, I can't tell you what they're going to do in real life. I can't tell you what they're going to do when they're really with a client. And if you own a company or you're a manager, you should really be inspecting this because there's some things that people do that work for you that you would be flat out embarrassed of. You want to know, what is it that you can do to deal with some of these problems? What is it that you can do to help control some of your emotions? Now, I'm not going to say this list is everything. This list is a good start for you, and your job is to pick what works for you. And I'm going to give you the generic answers first, and they're all going to come down to exercise, food, water, and sleep. Okay. So like there's a reason why those are the basics. If there was sales basic mastery of emotions, it would be exercise, food, water, and sleep. Now I'm going to give you some stuff you may not have ever considered, okay? Learn how to play chess. Like take some chess lessons. Learn the art of playing a game of chess because chess is one of those things that's strategic, it's logical, and it's emotional when you win, and it could be emotional when you lose. You know, you look at the movie Rounders, and it's an old movie, obscure reference, but Matt Damon is playing cards, and he's able to get the best of his adversary, KGB. And KGB ends up losing the poker game because his tell is caught, which is playing with an Oreo. And if you've never seen Rounders, it is a good movie to watch for tells. It's not necessarily sales training, but it is some things that you could look at and go, oh, I could use that in the sales world. You could meditate. You know, mindfulness is one of those things that does help you control your emotions. You can set aside enough time in the presentation. A lot of times salespeople feel the squeeze of not having enough time to work with their buyer. And then, you know, here is something that most of the time you may not think is going to influence your problems in a sales call, but it's the outside influences in your life. What's going on with your significant other? Are you fighting with a significant other? Do you have a loss in the family, a family member, a husband, a wife, a kid, a parent, a cousin, a friend, you know, somebody who was close to you? Is there a major event that's happening? Are you going on vacation? Are you buying a house? Are you buying a car? Are you buying a boat? You know, are you getting married? Are you getting divorced? Are you heavily in debt? And all these things weigh on your emotions in a sales presentation, and you may not realize it. And, you know, just you have to remember, the more emotional that you get in a sales presentation in a bad way, in a negative way, is going to lead you to losing a deal. The more emotional that you get in a sales presentation because you're frustrated, angry, you have some anxiety, causes you a whole bunch of problems. And it's one of the things in sales that's hardly ever talked about. Pay attention. If you're struggling with your emotions, it's an automatic thing that you can look at your bank account, you can look at your commission checks, and they're going to suffer. The emotional aspect of sales is something that wears and tears on you and can cause you to be tired. It can cause you to go through fear, anxiety, resentment, guilt, uncertainty, all those lists of things that cause problems. And left long enough, it's going to cause some long-term damage. In the short term, if you can get a coach or a mentor or you can get out of your sales slump, you're going to be okay. But this is one of those things, the longer that you let this problem sit, The longer that you let it go, the more problems you're going to have because it becomes more ingrained in you. Remember, in the world of sales, it's not you against everybody else. It's you against you first. And that means that you're going to have to find a way to control your emotions. You're going to have to find a way to fight through those periods where you're angry and you really want to say something. And it does happen with time. Now remember, last of all here, your body language leaks what you're thinking. And if you don't think that your stare, your tilt of your head shake, your eye roll isn't being seen by people, they're picking it up. And the more calm that you can be in a sales presentation, and the more that you can control your emotions, and the more that you don't get freaked out from the buyer, the more that they look to you like, this guy or this girl is the leader that I need to help me with my project, because if things go sideways, they're going to be there for me, and things are not going to freak them out. If you freak out, they freak out. And that's true through the entire sales process. You got to be calm, you got to keep your emotions in check, and you can close some extra deals.
Thanks for checking out this episode of the How to Sell Show. You can join the party at howtosell.live to get the show notes, links, updates on new episodes, recordings of previous episodes, articles, as well as videos. You may not know this sales secret, but sharing this episode with a friend will bring you good luck. See you soon. Mahalo.